What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, oh my goodness, Radiant Icons, we've made it. We've officially made it to 100 episodes, so welcome to a very special, very iconic milestone of the Dare to Be Iconic podcast. This is our 100th episode celebration! Let's get it. And Radiant Icons, before I get all mushy gushy, because you already know that's going to happen. You already know. But before we get into all of that, I dare you to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm gonna say. Man, I've missed saying it, you guys. Whoa! But anyway, it's Amanda Policelli on there, so make sure to connect with me. Oh my goodness, Radiant Icons. I've missed yapping to y'all. Like, let's be real. I know, we all know, it has been rerun city, rerun galore, however you want to phrase it, Radiant Icons. We've been doing a lot of reruns since I've had, a very big life change. I guess I haven't spoken about it on the podcast, and I will speak about it more during the season 4 premiere. Oh my goodness, you guys. We're on 100 episodes, and we're going to be on season 4 in October. That's insanity. That is actual insanity, you guys. We have been spilling the tea for that long. That's insane. Oh my God. Oh my God. I love you guys, and I love that I get to do what I love. Oh my goodness. But anyway, I guess I haven't been able to tell you guys this on the podcast if you're not following me on socials. I'm in New York City. I am living my most iconic life in New York. Yes, I did the big move, the big flight. I'm here for a little bit of time, and I truly am making the most of it, Radiant Icons, but I will spill all the tea on New York and what New York has taught me during the season 4 premiere that will be in October, just in time for our year 3 celebration of Dare to Be Iconic as a business. Like, oh my gosh, what a big ass year for us. Like, the most iconic year, truly. And who would have thought, in the beginning of this year, I was crying my eyes out every single day. And now I can't stop smiling. Like, truly, truly, I think New York City has something to do with that. But it's just when you are fully in your essence, Radiant Icons, and you are like doing what you love, and you are just like daring to be yourself, the world is just magnetized to you, and opportunities, like everything just falls into place. And truly, I think that the beginning of this year was so fucking hard. It was a lot of heartbreak, it was a lot of trauma, and it was a lot of healing, as we know, season 3. Woo! I have given y'all some serious ass tea time sessions, but I wouldn't change it, because where I am right now in my life on this Dare to Be Iconic journey, I'm celebrating 100 episodes with you guys in New York City. In New York City, Radiant Icons. And I am happy, I am free, I am sexy, I am iconic, I am hot, and I am healing, because we're never fully healed, Radiant Icons. But oh my goodness, okay. Enough yip-yapping. Like, whoa, the energy, insane. I guess that's what happens when you haven't been able to chit-chat on a mic. Or I guess in my case, I'm doing it from my phone, which has never happened in the history of Dare to Be Iconic. But you know what? 100 episodes, a special case scenario. My mic is still in Florida. LOL. Anyway, Radiant Icons, I've decided to celebrate today's very special and iconic milestone with, well, an iconic 100 episode celebration that I could only do it the Dare to Be Iconic way. Welcome to the Iconic Awards. I have categories, and I have picked the winner for each category. And I'm going to share a little behind the scenes snippet, thoughts, feelings, emotions, because you know what's Dare to Be Iconic. There's some type of lesson behind each time I have pressed record. And well, this episode, 100 episodes later, I am finally spilling the tea on some of the most iconic episodes in Dare to Be Iconic history. So are you ready, ready into icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. And it's starting with the one, the only, the Iconic Awards. Let's get to the first Iconic Award of the evening. The first award of the evening goes to the episode that changed my life. And well, this can be no other than the first very episode of this very podcast. It is season one, episode one, Healing After Heartbreak, my DTBI origin story. This episode not only changed my life, but I remember truly how nervous I was recording this Radiant Icons. I remember what I was wearing. I remember who I was speaking to on FaceTime before this. I remember my exact setup in my room because I hadn't had it all figured out yet. And I remember before I pressed record, my dad knocked on my bedroom door and said, "Good luck, sweetie. Don't stay up too late," because he knew his daughter, okay? And I am a perfectionist. That is no secret, Radiant Icons. 100 episodes later, you basically know everything about me. And well, he knew I was gonna hit stop and record, and you know what I did, Radiant Icons. I really did. I listened back, actually, to the first episode ever of Dare to Be Iconic recently. And I could hear how nervous I was. I literally laughed, you guys. And I was like, oh, pobrecita, like, she's so nervous. Oh my goodness. But you know what? I did it scared, Radiant Icons. I did it scared. And it was all worth it because that episode truly was the episode that changed my life. Because if I didn't do it scared, I never would have hit publish. I would never be here 100 episodes later talking on this mic, yip yapping to you and having all these iconic, amazing memories. Right? And so that episode, no matter how nervous and scared I was, I still pressed play and I still hit publish. And that episode truly changed my life. So let's take a listen back to the episode that changed my life, Healing After Heartbreak, my DTBI origin story. He ended 3.5 years of our lives through a letter and then requested that we never talk again and then blocked me and everyone I knew. As you can see, that was traumatic. So for the months following the breakup, I really let what he wrote about me in that letter define how I saw myself. And I really let it dictate the course of my life for about 2 months. And I remember getting to the end of 2023 being like, I am so tired of running away from every single thing in my life. I was running away from myself. I was running away from my family. I was running away from my friends. I was pretending to be okay when really I was just a broken mess on the inside. Because again, I was truly letting his words define me. I was letting his actions dictate who I was. I truly thought in my mind that his actions were a reflection of me and not him. When in fact, it's the complete opposite. Someone else's actions will always be a reflection of them and not you. Someone else's words do not define how you see yourself. All that truly ever matters is how you see yourself. The next iconic award of the evening goes to the episode that you all could not stop talking about. And honestly, I can't stop talking about it because you guys will never let me forget the craziness and iconicness and chaoticness that was my trip to Spain. So the episode that you all could not stop talking about, iconic award, goes to season one's Fangirl Confessions Spanish Grand Prix edition. You guys were so concerned, and I love you all for that. I love you all for that down bad. But oh my goodness, I will never live that down. For as long as I live, I will never, never, ever, ever live down that I got lost in Spain. And I had three men guide me and Danny to where we were supposed to go. Like, only in Spain would that happen to me. My first time across the country without my parents. Like, only me, you guys. And I think that's why this episode is an episode you all can't stop talking about, because of that iconic story. of my life. I mean, Spain in general was just so iconic, you guys. I met Logan Sargent. I had the most amazing experience at the Williams Fan Zone. I got to meet some of you. I met Kimmy there, and then we ended up doing Lando Bash a year later. Like, all of these crazy, iconic, magical things happened in Spain, and it was because I stepped outside of my comfort zone, and I traveled alone for the first time without my parents across the world. I've never been out of the United States until then. Like, that is so crazy, you guys. And to think that Spain was the catalyst trip for me, where I embraced my independence and stepped outside of my comfort zone and just really embraced this free spirit that I have within me that I never allowed myself to truly unleash. Insane. And I owe Spain, the Spanish Grand Prix, to that. And I also owe the Spanish Grand Prix to you guys giving me Lando's Lucky Charm title. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I love the Spanish Grand Prix 2024 so damn much. And I love you guys so damn much, because you will never let me live it down that I got lost in Spain. And I know it's out of love. And I love you guys. So let's just listen to that episode, shall we? The iconic award for the episode you all cannot stop talking about, Fangirl Confessions, Spanish Grand Prix edition.
Oh my God, we're getting pickpocketed. Like, this is the distraction. But the good thing about how Danny and I were standing is that she could see behind me and I could see behind her. And we had a good view at like the sides. We were not getting pickpocketed. I guess the guy just like fell or whatever. But like at that moment, I was like, of course this would happen to us. Of course this would happen to us on this particular night. We would get pickpocketed. But we didn't. We didn't, everyone. We have never, the doors open. We never left faster a train station in our lives. It was beautiful. When we saw the Sagrada Familia at the top of the steps, we said, thank you, God. We said, thank you, God. Where can I put my donation? Because you literally saved our asses. Because that was very scary, you guys, okay? So there are still good people in the world that truly care about others. Those three angels, the first guy in Formula One merch, the security guard, and the guy who walked us to our platform. If you are listening to my podcast, thank you.
All right, Radiant Icons, our third iconic award of the evening is the most emotional episode to record. And well, as you know, Radiant Icons, I never shy away from crying on this very podcast. I want to say around 95 to 99% of these tea time sessions, I am crying my eyes out at one point or another. And you know, that's just me, okay? That's just me daring to be iconic. I am daring to be myself, and I am an emotional gal, okay? I'm an emotional icon. And when I was looking at this award in particular, there are a lot of episodes that come to mind, but the first one that I think of that I always come back to is season 3's Hot and Healing, How to Turn Your Pain into Power. And to date, this episode was the scariest and most emotional episode I have ever recorded. Oh my God, not me already getting emotional for the most emotional episode to record. Howard. But this tea time sesh proved to me just how strong and courageous I am. And here's what you never knew about this episode. I swore, after I was raped, I swore that I would never ever talk about it to anyone, to my parents, to a therapist, to romantic partners, to my friends. Let alone the entire world, on the scale of which Dare to Be Iconic is heard from, right? I swore that I would never, ever talk about the sexual violence I experienced when I was 18 years old in my dating violence relationship. And I truly did think that it was a secret that I would die with, that no one would ever know. I'd rather actually die than talk about it, was my thought process when it came to a therapist. Well, I did talk about it, spoiler alert. This year has really been dedicated to me finding the courage in my voice and taking my power back that was taken from me when I was 18. And this episode was the most emotional episode for me to record because it took so much courage to even make that choice to start talking about it and to, you know, heal out loud with you guys and with my parents and with the amazing, iconic support system I have around me. I am truly so proud of myself, Radiance Icons. I don't think I vocalize it enough. So what better way than to vocalize it on this milestone episode? I am so, so proud of the conversations that I have had within this 100 episodes of Dare to Be Iconic. And I know for the future of Dare to Be Iconic, we will continue to have these amazing tea time sessions where we discuss topics that aren't really spoken about, that are maybe taboo or carry an element of shame, guilt, embarrassment, frustration. Like, on Dare to Be Iconic, it has always been my mission and my goal to talk about topics that, you know, aren't really spoken about. And if I can't find the answers to them, well, I'm going to start the damn conversation about it, because I know there's someone else who needs to hear it on the other side of this mic. Because clearly, if I'm looking for the answers or I'm looking for the conversations to be had, then I know someone else is. And if no one else has them, then I'm going to be the person to do it. And I'm going to talk about what I'm feeling and what I'm experiencing. And when I was 18 years old and I was violated by my boyfriend, like, I didn't have anyone to talk about this too, and I didn't have the resources and the education that I wish I had. And so to even record Hot and Healing, How to Turn Your Pain into Power, and say the words that I was in a dating violence relationship, and then later on in season 3 to actually say the words that I experienced sexual violence, like, I never would have thought of that. And like, this episode, like, I never would have thought that I would ever get to that point in my healing journey, you know? Like, I really did think that this would be, like, a secret, quote-unquote, that I would die with. And this episode means so much to me. And it was so emotional to record because it was so scary. But it marks a turning point in my Dare to Be Iconic journey where, you know, I am no longer letting my pain of my sexual assaults define me. And I never thought I would see the day where I would talk about it and have the conversations that I'm having and to be an advocate. And like, seeing the impact that my words have had on you and the impact that my story has had on you guys, as I find the courage and power to talk about it, you know, truly shows me the beauty of Dare to Be Iconic, of this very podcast, and in using your voice, even when you're terrified to do it, you know? And that's me daring to be iconic. It's one of the many ways. And yeah, so let's take a listen to the most emotional episode to record, season 3's Hot and Healing, How to Turn Your Pain into Power. In my dating violence relationship, there were a lot of moments that hurt me the most. However, each particular instance in that violent relationship caused me a multitude of emotions and feelings, the core ones being shame and embarrassment. It has fed and perpetuated this false narrative that I have allowed to run my life for almost a decade. I had to break up with that narrative, because that was not my narrative, Radiant Icons. That was the narrative that he forced upon me when he violated my trust and he caused me pain. He is the one who should feel shameful. He is the one who should feel embarrassed. That is not on me, but I took it upon myself and made that my story. That's not my story, Radiant Icons. My story is that I have created and will continue to create a rich, full life where I love myself even deeper and I live my most iconic life with no shame and no embarrassment of the actions that he forced upon me. That is me owning my story. Okay, Radiant Icons, I promise we will get back to the piping hot tea. But first, I have something very iconic that I want to share. This month, we will be celebrating 100 episodes of the Dare to Be Iconic podcast. And for the last 100 episodes, Radiant Icons, we have talked about healing, confidence, and daring to become the most iconic version of yourself. But the most powerful part of this iconic community isn't just what happens on the podcast. It's what happens when we come together in real life. And don't just take my word for it. Here's what our Radiant Icons have to say after experiencing our first Radiant Icon Club meetup, our hot and healing picnic.
I wanted to take a second to share my experience in the first Dare to Be Iconic meetup here in Orlando, Florida. First and foremost, Amanda is one of the sweetest, kindest people that you will ever meet. She's so warm, she's so inviting, and I really did not think I was gonna let it all out when I was there. We got there, we had our snacks, she had some warm-ups, and when it was time for me to share, you know, the thing that's really dug in there that bothers me, I truly felt so comfortable that I just opened up to the girls. It felt so warm, I felt so held, I felt so seen, and I felt so invited. I felt like just another girl. If you are wondering whether you should go to one of these meetups, my suggestion is you should definitely go. You will be seen, you will be heard, you will be held, and you will release the traumas that are deep within. Amanda, thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. And yeah, love you forever. Can't wait to see the success of Dare to Be Iconic.
So are you ready to experience the iconicness for yourself, Radiant Icons? Then make sure to join us for Becoming Iconic, a hot and healing experience, an intimate wellness event celebrating 100 episodes of the Dare to Be Iconic podcast. Together, we'll transform our pain into power through our signature hot and healing workshop, a guided release ritual, and a sexy, sultry jazz class, all designed to help you heal, embody your confidence, and step into your most iconic self. So join me on Sunday, July 26th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern at Fort Tyron Park in New York City. Reserve your spot today at daretobeiconic.com or click the link in the show notes below. I cannot wait to celebrate with you, Radiant Icons, and I'll see you very, very soon. Now let's get back to the piping hot tea. Oh my goodness, Radiant Icons. The iconic award of the evening goes to the episode that I almost never released, and that is season 2's How to Pivot While Staying Iconic. Now, for this tea time sesh, I remember the exact emotions I was feeling the days leading up to this recording that caused me to press play on this very episode. And the reason why I almost never released this episode was because of fear. Of how raw it was for me at the time. We all want to belong, Radiant Icons, and at this point in building Dare to Be Iconic, it had just hit year 2. And I was trying so hard, you guys, so hard, to partner with other organizations back in Orlando. And I kept getting rejected. And rejected and rejected, and things fell apart and things weren't working, and I was just embarrassed and I was lost, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, is anything going to work out for me? Like, what am I doing? It was like I hit year 2 and now I don't know what the hell is going on. Like, the direction of what I thought I needed to do is not working out, and it was because I was doing what I thought I needed. I needed to do things the Amanda way. Every time I do things the Amanda way, it always works out for me because I'm daring to be myself. I'm doing it the way that only I can do it. And so, Radiant Icons, when I think of this episode, I think of the importance of doing things your way. Everyone's path and journeys in life are different, and that's what makes us iconic. We should follow the footsteps of what makes us different. We should follow that gut instinct, because what I know and feel in my gut is right for me may not be that for you, and that's okay. That's the importance of this episode. But I almost didn't release this episode because at that time, I was so embarrassed, you guys. I was so embarrassed. And there was so much fear. There was so much fear. But I am so, so happy that I pressed play on that recording. Because if I never press play, if I never talked through my thoughts like I always do on this podcast, and learns that pivoting actually is the strongest thing you can do in business and in life, because it leads you exactly where you are supposed to. And for me, being able to pivot at that early stage in year two of my business led me to, well, our first event service in our empowerment event service for DTVI, which is the master classes, our iconic behavior master classes. And if I never started that, like I knew in my gut was right, we never would be to where we are now, which is our Radiant Icon Club meetups and our bigger scale community events, like the one we're doing in July here in New York City to celebrate 100 episodes, becoming iconic, a hot and healing experience. If I never pivoted and I never took that chance and I never published that episode, I never would be here now. So let's listen to the episode I almost never released. Season 2's How to Pivot While Staying Iconic. Pivoting is such a sign of strength because you have that strength from within to be like, you know what? It's okay to walk away from something that once thought was right for me or what I once thought I wanted. It's okay to walk away from that and realize it. And I think that's beautiful because it's steering us back to where we are meant to be. And maybe it takes a little bit longer for us to figure it out, but okay, we end up exactly where we are meant to be. And I think that's what I'm figuring out. All right, Radiant Icons, let's get to our next iconic award of the evening. And I'm gonna preference it with saying this is another emotional iconic award, okay? But this is the last one that's emotional. I promise you, Radiant Icons. But it wouldn't be Dare to Be Iconic if I didn't, you know, share an episode that healed me too. That is our next iconic award of the evening. And so for the episode that healed me too, it has to go to season 3's Healing Out Loud, How to Find Safety in Your Body. Now, Radiant Icons, I actually just listened back to this episode this morning while I'm recording the iconic awards, and I've forgotten how vulnerable I was in this tea time sesh. I forgot that I specifically used the words, I experienced sexual violence. And that took me aback, you guys, with how candid I was in disclosing the trauma that I experienced in my dating violence relationship and how for the rest of that tea time sesh, I was so candid, I was so raw, real, honest, and vulnerable of how ever since I experienced sexual violence, I've been so disconnected to my body. And there's just something now in my healing journey. Because as I mentioned, this year, Radiant Icons 2026 has been a very emotional year. Like, I was crying a lot in the beginning of the year because I was doing a lot of intense healing when it came to healing from the sexual violence that I experienced in my life. And so there was a lot of heartbreak. There was a lot of heartbreak, and there was a lot of grief, and there was a lot of guilt and shame and frustration and anger. Oh my God, I was so angry, you guys. But I was also really fucking sad. Really sad and desperate and almost, not maybe not desperate, but I was hopeless for a good first half of this year. And now being in the second half of the year where I am happier, freer, more joyful, more iconic, just like truly in my essence, you guys, like it's so interesting listening back to Healing Out Loud, How to Find Safety in Your Body, because I'm at such a different point in my life than when I recorded that episode back in April. And it's only July now, so that's April, May, June, July, 4 months. 4 months later, and I'm at such a drastically different point in my journey, and it just healed something in me, you guys. Like, listening back to how vulnerable I was and how I was saying the words that if I can survive the abuse, then I can survive the recovery. Like, these were all words that I wish I heard when I was 18 years old and I had just gone through all of the trauma. I wish I heard those words. And it's so interesting and cool and like surreal to listen now at 27, at this point in my life and in my healing journey, and think back to that 18-year-old version of me who needed that. Like, I needed that episode. 18-year-old Amanda needed this episode, and it healed something within me. And to just hear that growth and strength in my words, it's pretty powerful, you guys. And man, I just wish that 18-year-old Amanda had this episode, because it would have been so, so, so impactful. And like, she just needed it, you guys. And I guess I truly am the icon that younger me needed. Like, I became her, you guys. And this episode like solidifies that for me, and it healed something in it. Because sometimes we create content as founders, entrepreneurs, content creators, as artists, because we need it ourselves. And well, that's what this episode is for me. So let's listen to the episode that healed me. Season 3's Healing Out Loud, How to Find Safety in Your Body. My body was violated against my will, point blank and period. And all the emotions that come to it that I've put upon myself, I do not deserve that. No one deserves that. But we put it upon ourselves as it's our fault, it's our doing that this happened to our home, that it happened to our bodies. It's not our doing, it's theirs. It's their actions. They are responsible for their actions. And what we can do is we can try our damnness to survive. Because if we survived the abuse, if we survived the assaults, if we survived X, Y, and Z happening to us, we can survive the recovery. Oh my goodness, Radiant Icons, we are almost done with the Iconic Awards. I do not want it to end, but anyway, let's get to our second to last Iconic Award of this Tea Time Sesh, and it goes to the episode that best represents DTBI. That is Season 2's Own It or Rewrite It, Reclaim Your Narrative 101. Now, I know this could be a little bit of a controversial pick, and that's okay, because I know you could argue, oh, Amanda, wouldn't Season 1, Episode 1, Healing After Heartbreak, my DTBI origin story, fit in this one? Sure, it could. It probably does as well. But I think this one hits the nail in the coffin because, well, we all love this episode, okay? We all love this episode so much that it was Season 2's most downloaded episode after... Thank you, 25, hello, Radiant 26. Okay, so I guess second most downloaded episode. But anyway, this episode, Own It or Rewrite It, Reclaim Your Narrative 101, would be in my DTBI podcast starter kit for sure, because it sums up, well, one of the core principles of Dare to Be Iconic, reclaiming your narrative. This episode was an absolute blast to record, Radiant Icons. I mean, I was just yapping away my life on the mic, okay? Like, I was having a good ass time, and well, you guys enjoyed it too, okay? I mean, it's the second most downloaded for a reason. But I mean, who doesn't love a good reclamation, Radiant Icons, okay? Okay, so now let's listen. Man, I just cracked myself up. I have Miss Yappin' on this mic, and man, I do miss this episode. Like, I miss Own It or Rewrite It, Reclaim Your Narrative 101. I just had so much fun recording this one, you guys. But anyway, let's listen to this one, shall we? Let's listen to the episode that best represents DTBI, Own It or Rewrite It, Reclaim Your Narrative 101. My boyfriend for 3.5 years decided to end our relationship by leaving a letter and a box at my front door, and I never heard or saw from him again. That is exactly how he ended that chapter of my life. And I know I said in the Season 2 premiere that it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I still stand by that. Him hurting me the way that he did was the best thing to ever happen to me, because I have what is now Dare to Be Iconic. Because your pain does not define you. What you do with it does. And for me, it was rewriting my narrative, owning what happened and taking it into my next chapter.
Oh my God, Radiant Icons. Time just flies when you're having fun. And I truly am having a blast. I hope you guys are as well. At the Iconic Awards, our 100th podcast celebration. Oof. Man, it's been a while since I sang on the mic for y'all. But we are sadly at our last Iconic Award of the evening. I know you guys. I know we're all sad. I may have to do this again for our 200th episode. Oh my goodness, that's actually insane to think of. Like, oof! But I know we're gonna get there. I promise you it's gonna go by so fast. But anyway, let's focus on the 100th. Okay, let's focus where we are. Okay, Radiance Icon. So, for our last Iconic Award of the evening, it is the most Amanda episodes, and it's plural because I couldn't choose just one. In true Amanda fashion, I couldn't choose just one episode to, I don't know, describe my full essence. Like, I don't know. So I picked my top four, and it was very hard, but let's just go through them. Now, the first most Amanda episode goes to the season 2 finale, From Breakup to Breakthrough, Rising into the Radiant Rain Era. I feel like this episode truly was the start of our evolution of becoming even more unapologetically iconic than we ever were before. I think the season 2 finale truly was that turning point in Dare to Be Iconic's history books of being bolder than ever, more iconic than ever, more sexier than ever, and really having this courage to truly dare to be ourselves on a level that we've never even touched before. And I know, listening back to this episode, this tea time session in particular, I can hear it in my voice, me gaining my independence. I can hear that switch from who I was in the beginning of season 2 to who I was at the end of it. And it was just a touch of the beginning of one of the most iconic eras in Dare to Be Iconic's history. I mean, truly, from breakup to breakthrough, I remember that breakup. Like any good DTBI thing, a breakup is always the trajectory point for me. And well, that breakup that caused this era, that caused this episode, was truly unmatched. Like, genuinely, you guys, I became the version of me that I needed to become so that I can lead us into these tea time sessions where we are more vulnerable than ever and really leaning into the magic of who we are on a deeper, more intimate level than ever before. And this episode was the start of that. And I love it so much because I remember planning this era. I remember how it all came to me literally less than 24 hours after the breakup. And the vision for it came like that because I was so inspired. And well, it's been the best era yet. So I'm going to shut up now. And we're going to listen to one of the most Amanda episodes.
This shift in energy, Radiance Icons, is because I'm giving myself the permission that I've never given myself before. I'm giving myself permission to be free, to experience joy, and to be unstoppable. Give yourself this permission that you've been maybe holding back. Give it to yourself in this era. That is what this era is all about. And I'm just so damn excited for you guys because honestly, this is the character development that we needed to get to this next evolution, to unlock this next version of who we are supposed to be. I'm so damn excited. Let's reign radiantly together. Now, our second most Amanda episode goes to the season 3 premiere, Solo Not Lonely, How to Be Your Own Best Friend. Now, this season 3 premiere was so, so special for me because for the first time in my life, in my singlehood, I was embracing freedom and independence like I never had before. I know that season 2, the season 2 finale, Breakup to Breakthrough, Rising into the Radiant Rain Era that we just spoke about, right, was the mark of the beginning of a new chapter. Well, the season 3 premiere took it one step further. And at that point, while I was recording that episode and then published it, I was around 2 to 3 months single, right, post breakup. And for the first time in my life, I was truly allowing myself to enjoy singlehood and being in my presence, being my own best friend. And while I was on this newly single journey, again, I was deconstructing this narrative that we once were fed as young girls, that a man has to complete us and that romantic love is like the ultimate end goal. You don't need a man. You do not need a man to live a rich, full life. And the season 3 premiere, Solo Not Lonely, How to Be Your Own Best Friend, was me deconstructing the narratives that I was fed as a young girl that I know most of us were fed, and learning that life, honestly, is so much more iconic when you have a rich, full life that you built for yourself. And learning how to love being in your own presence and being your own best friend. This episode was the beginning of me loving being solo and going on solo dates. That all started because of the time I took before season 3 premiered. And that's why we have Solo Not Lonely. Because we wouldn't have the Amanda that I am today without that precious time of learning how to be my own best friend. And that's why this episode is one of the most Amanda episodes out there. Loneliness is an emotion, and we all will experience loneliness or that feeling of loneliness in our lives, no matter if we are single, in a happy relationship, whatever it is, we all will experience that emotion of loneliness. And I challenge you that when that emotion of loneliness comes up, you need to look at the root of it. What is coming out of it? Am I seeking attention, validation, company, whatever it is? You need to get to that root of that emotion of loneliness and give it to yourself. Our third most Amanda episode, Radiant Icons, is season 3's The Dating Dilemma, Crushing on Potential. Now, Radiant Icons, the reason why this episode is one of the most Amanda episodes is because, well, I said what I said, and I have no regrets. This episode was the episode where I truly let myself be bold. I let myself not be sugarcoated. I let myself show anger and frustration. And, you know, I have to laugh sometimes listening back to this episode because, you know, I said some things. I said a lot of things like, why do we give men 30-day trial periods? They never give us trial periods. Men will never get better. Like, I said a lot of stuff, okay? I said a lot of things. But you know what? I regret nothing. I regret nothing. And that's how I know it's one of the most Amanda episodes, because I regret nothing. I showed you guys my true thoughts and feelings at the time. And you know what? I still believe in those things. Everything I said in that episode, I believe wholeheartedly. I don't take it back. I didn't hold shit back. And I love how it resonated with all of you, because I love this episode so damn much. And I guess it really did give me my man-hating reputation. But, you know, it's okay, because this is such an Amanda episode. Let's go listen back to it. Men will never get better, okay? They will never get better. Do not give them a 30-day trial, because you know what? Men never give us trial periods. They never give us trial periods. So why the hell are we giving them one? All you bring is emotional turmoil, my boy. That's what every man brings into your life, is emotional turmoil, okay? I don't understand where men think that they are the prizes now, because that is not true. We are the prize, and prizes do not go looking for the people winning them. Right? They don't. If a boy makes you feel like shit about it, he can go fuck himself. Let's get to the last most Amanda episode. And that has to be, ooh, this is one of my favorite episodes, actually. So I'm really happy. It is season 3's Own Your Sexy, Stop Shrinking and Start Reclaiming. I love this episode so fucking much, you guys. Like, I love this episode. I was so excited to record this episode because it was marking the start of us dipping our toe deeper, if you will, into this taboo topic of sexiness and sensuality. And honestly, I never allowed myself, I mean, clearly, we all know I have sexual trauma. I've experienced sexual violence in my life. So the thought of being sexy and sensual is very daunting. It's very terrifying. Yeah, no, thank you. Like, it was something that I was like big axe over. Like, I'm not even gonna touch it, okay? It's like very, like, almost forbidden fruit in the way. Like, I wouldn't allow myself to even explore the definition of sexy for me, right? And what does sensuality mean, and how do I feel sexy in my skin after, you know, being violated the way that I have been? And I didn't give myself permission to explore this topic of sexiness and sexuality until it came to National Amanda Day, Sexy 27, right? And sexiness being my intention for chapter 27 of my life. And, you know, this episode, Own Your Sexy, Stop Shrinking and Start Reclaiming, was kind of like my catch-up tea time sesh, if you will, of everything that I learned thus far at that point in my life of this sexy 27 journey, right, and of me owning my sexy. And it was really exciting being able to dive into it. And listening back to this episode, it's also really cool to see where I am now in my own your sexy journey, right? Or I guess own my sexy journey, right? Like, how am I owning my sexy now? Have I become more confident X, Y, and Z? And I really do think I have. This is the only New York snippet I'm going to be sharing with you guys, because I'm waiting till season 4 to give you all the tea. But I did take a chairography class for the first time. And you guys, oh my goodness, I have never felt sexier and hotter and like owning my presence. Like, I felt like a sultry seductress. I think that's like the wording of it. Yeah, no, I devoured that shit. Like, it was amazing. So to see how much more confident I have become on my personal, like, owning my sexy journey is really cool. And this episode, also Radiant Icons, is so special to me and so Amanda to me, because it was also the start of our Own Your Sexy campaign that helped raise awareness on sexual assault education and prevention. And as you guys know, I haven't been shy about using my voice and sharing my story when it comes to the sexual violence I've experienced in my life. And it was really important for me this year, as I made the deliberate choice to start talking about my experiences, is that I wanted to do something that gave back, you know. And the Own Your Sexy campaign that we did all of April meant so much to me. And this episode was the start of this campaign of giving back and making a difference. You know, we were daring to make a difference together. And to see this campaign come to life the way that it did is just such a surreal moment as a founder and as an advocate. This episode will always have such a special place in my heart. So that's why it's one of the most Amanda episodes, and it's one of my personal favorites. So please enjoy. I think the first thing that I do want to lead with is that Chapter 27, Sexy 27, has been one of the most challenging and difficult chapters of my life, 1,000%. And we're only 5 months in. There's a lot of things that I apparently didn't deal with. And sometimes you forget that trauma sticks with you and it bleeds into every area of your life. And that's been really frustrating, is coming to terms with everything that happened within that relationship really has affected a lot of areas in my life. It has affected how I view myself. It's affected how I view my body. It has affected how I view my friendships. It's affected how I view trust. It's affected how I view sexiness for myself. And it's affected how I view men. I need to feel it, because that's part of my becoming. That is how I embrace my sexiest, most iconic self.
All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But honestly, Radiant Icons, I cannot believe it. 100 episodes later. Like, we did the damn thing, Radiant Icons. We did this. It wasn't just I. We did this. You guys tuned in every single week. You guys gave me a chance. You guys helped me find my voice. You guys helped me find my courage. And you guys made me feel less alone in moments where I was really, really scared. And I felt really, really alone. I knew I was gonna cry, but man, I didn't realize it was gonna be like this early on in my like mushy gushy talk to y'all. I truly, truly cannot do Dare to Be Iconic without your support and love for Dare to Be Iconic and myself. Dare to Be Iconic is my baby. The idea of Dare to Be Iconic, everything that you see, whether it's a podcast, merch, an era idea, right? As in like the Radiant Rain era, the masterclass content, event concepts, partnerships, like whatever it is, like it all just came from my brain and it came from that little Sharpay notebook and my 1,000 Google folders with all of my ideas and my long ass voice memos and voice notes on my phone. Like, Dare to Be Iconic is my pride and joy. It is my heart. It is my brain. It is my soul. And the support that you guys have shown for Dare to Be Iconic throughout its whole journey, whether it's showing up for an event, or buying merch, or buying a journal, or listening to this podcast, or coming to a meetup, or even just DMing me and saying that an episode changed your life and made you feel less alone and has helped you, like, it means the world to me. My mission with Dare to Be Iconic is simple. It's to empower you to embrace who you are with true confidence. Because we all are iconic in our own unique way. And you guys have helped me live out my mission. And I am so, so grateful for you guys. Thank you for 100 episodes. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making me feel less alone when I felt really alone at times. Season 3 was a really hard season for me. I opened up my heart in ways that I never, ever thought. I mean, trust me, I know we talked about it earlier in this podcast episode, so I don't need to go in depth more. But, like, you guys gave me the courage when I was really fucking scared. You guys believed in me, and you believed in my dream, and you've supported me. And whether you've listened to Dare to Be Iconic from March 27th in 2024, or you found me along the way in season 2 or season 3, or you're just listening now for 100 episodes, welcome to the most iconic club out there. I am so happy you're here. I'm so happy you're a Radiant Icon. Thank you for being a part of my Dare to Be Iconic journey. I'm so honored to be a part of yours. Here's to 100 episodes. Here's to Dare to Be Iconic. And here's to us. I love you guys so much. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. I'll chat with you soon. Bye. I love you.